From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington. President Barack Obama says Americans will not be terrorized in reaction to the California mass shooting, which the FBI confirms is being investigated as an act of terrorism. In today's weekly address, Mr. Obama said, despite the massacre, we will uphold our values as a free and open society, and we will not be terrorized.
More broadly, this tragedy reminds us of our obligation to do everything in our power together to keep our communities safe. We know that the killers in San Bernardino used military-style assault weapons, weapons of war, to kill as many people as they could. It's another tragic reminder that here in America, it's way too easy for dangerous people to get their hands on a gun.
The Islamic State terrorist group says the killers were involved in the California massacre as supporters of the organization. The group made its first public comments about the mass killing in a radio broadcast today, but did not express direct involvement in the attack. Meantime, the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is stepping up its investigation into the massacre after determining the married couple, Tashfeen Malik and her husband, Syed Rizwan Farouk, were responsible for the attack and committed an act of terrorism. They say that Tashfeen Malik pledged allegiance to the IS group on social media, but so far, Director Comey says there's no evidence linking her husband to the group.
The investigation so far has developed indications of radicalization by the killers and of a potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations.
Both husband and wife were killed fleeing in a rented vehicle. Three suicide bombers attacked a market in Chad today, killing at least 27 people. Officials say the attack took place on an island along Lake Chad's western coast when a weekly market was in progress. This is VOA News.